Certainly, the Jazz Cat Downs has a special guest with him, of course. And if you want to get more of the interviews, if you missed a few of them, or if you missed them all, or you missed just one or two, you can just go to his website. And that website is www.thejazzcat.net. Remember, thejazzcat.net. And that gets you Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs' website and all the interviews there. And believe me, there are some very, very good interviews if you haven't heard some of them, including, Terrence Blanchard, for one, Carmen Lundy, Dee Dee Bridgewater, and I'm just, you know, just to name a few. Without further ado, I want to introduce Leroy Downs. I call him the Jazz Cat, and you can too. And he has a special guest today, a legendary saxophonist with him. So, Leroy, take it away.
Legendary indeed, Gary. Thanks so much. You know, from African musical visions of drops of water and tribes and finger-tapping things, that's Benny Maupin, and his music is absolutely beautiful. It's the music that tells stories from the shores of the motherland to the Americas. Mr. Benny Maupin.
Oh, Leroy.
Hey, I listened to the album.
Okay.
And, I get so many musical visuals whenever I hear your music.
Okay.
Certainly appreciate it, my friend.
Well, thank you very much.
Well, you know, I believe in, appreciate and love jazz music. Now, that statement may mean many different things to many people, but the music that you have co-opted and created through the years seems to permeate the porous walls of jazz, allowing various sounds and cultural and spiritual elements to seep in, expanding the horizons of the music.
Well, the history of the you know, career that I've had has really connected me deeply to people who came from the very source of the music, you know, and those things are absolutely deeply ingrained in me. I just feel fortunate that at this point in my life, in my, you know, development of my life, I'm doing things that I dreamed of doing, you know, 35 years ago. Because, you know, when you enjoy any degree of success, and certainly there was a very successful period during the time that we were doing the Headhunter stuff and everything, just really took my life in a whole different direction in terms of what I did musically. And my output wasn't that much, as you know, but you know, I've been working on this music a long time. I really have. So I'm happy, you know, that it's, you know, it's out there. People are listening to it, and, you know, it's exciting. I'm glad you're hearing things and seeing images related to it.
Oh, absolutely. You know, so many colors and textures, and it's just the fabric of the music is very beautiful.
Yes. Well, you know, I was so fortunate to have the musicians that I have there, you know, with Mayongo Jackson, of course, who is, you know, he's absolute, you know, percussion master. He just took everything to such a beautiful place and just, you know, allowed the space to breathe and to just reflect whatever needed to be in there. He's such a master. And Michael Steppens, of course, on the drums, he and I started working together some time ago now, and it's just developed into something that's remarkable because, you know, Michael's got some really deep roots. He's from Miami. And there was a time when he was actually in New York when people like Philly Joe Jones and Art Blakey and Art Taylor and Joe Chambers and Roy Brooks and all these great drummers, they lived in New York. So he got an opportunity to hear something that a lot of drummers don't even have a clue about.
Yeah.
As it pertains to the music, because the rhythmic, you know, thing in my music is what's really driving it, as you see.
Yeah.
But the rhythm is that's it. You know, I eliminated the harmony purposely until I played the final composition, Equal Justice, but the reason for doing that was just to make everything more natural and more, I guess you could say, kind of transparent in a way.
Well, what it does is when you listen to the music, it really seems to single out each instrument, and it really kind of drops you right in you know, a visual pattern of the music, whether you're, you know, whether you're in the water, whether you're in Africa, whether, you know, something's chasing you, whether you're pondering something, all of those visuals are right there.
Oh, okay.
At least that's how I listen to
it. That's how you hear it. Well, you know, the visual thing is something that's very, we all move by what we see, and I love movies and, you know, playing for things that do present, you know, some kind of visual artistry. I hope to be able to utilize some of this music that's on the new CD, Penumbra. I hope to be able to use it with some dancers.
Yeah, that would be lovely.
You know, because I can hear, I can really see that, you know, possibilities of the, you know, something really being nicely choreographed to the title tune, Penumbra.
Yes, I can see that as well.
Know what I mean? So, this is like, I guess you could say, you know, part of a puzzle in a way, because I've already done some productions where I actually utilized one dancer. And it was very beautiful. It was staged out of Whittier College. A couple of years ago, I just was able to have someone with me that could really do it, you know, and it really just fired me up as far as wanting to take the music and combine it with other creative, you know. Yeah, especially dance. Yeah, I really want to do that. And so I sent the music to Judith Jameson in New York.
Right, that Alvin Ailey dance.
Yeah, the Alvin Ailey, yeah. So it's kind of circulating around up there. And you never know what might happen. But I just figure, hey, I'm going to pursue it because I know that the feeling of it is just based on how it all came about. It's the perfect thing for somebody to choreograph to. I know some young choreographer somewhere is going to grab it.
I think that they will, man.
Yeah.
I didn't feel that. Hey, you know, you're a world traveler, spreading your music all through the globe. You just visited Poland, where your mission was to do some recording and be the first to break in a brand new jazz club called none other than A Love Supreme.
A Love Supreme, that's right. Well, Love Supreme is it's a new club. It opened actually in February of this year, 2006, in a place known as Zakopan. That's Zakopane. And if you type in Zakopan online, you'll see a whole bunch of stuff will come up. But Zakopan is the winter wonderland of Poland. It's an area that people go to ski and to do winter sports and things like that. And I was there in the heart of the winter, opening up this club and developing a brand new group for myself that's of European musicians, of Polish musicians, guys who live right there. And they are really, really excellent players. And so I'm already, you know, producing a CD that's going to be with these musicians. And in September, I'm going back to play with them again. And getting, you know, just getting an opportunity to hear some music that I'd never hear if I didn't go to that part of the world. I've been exposed to some music by musicians who come from this one particular area. It's known as the Tatra Mountains. And they have some music that they do. It's a combination of music from Slovakia and Romania and Lithuania and those countries, the Slavic countries. And so the flavor of it is very much like, you know, gypsy music. So I've been really hanging a lot with these guys. They're not the transient gypsies, you know. These people are very stable. But they're carrying on a musical tradition that I'm just fascinated by. And so I'm collaborating with them right now on combining some of the elements of their music with, you know, some pieces from my quartet and, you know, some other things there. They have a chamber orchestra that's available to me. So there's some opportunity that I have to create something there is very good.
Like some wonderful collaboration.
Well, you know, I'm excited about it. I'm really excited about it because I know the power of collaborating. And the things that I've been involved in that have done well, they have always been just totally collaborative. It's just magic happens when people can come together like that, you know.
And in this sense, you're actually bringing worlds closer together.
Yeah, that's true. You know, there's a lot going on there. I've been so fortunate in the way things have kind of fallen in place. You know, I met a young man there. He's Polish, and I discovered that he has an independent company. And what they do, they go and they will shoot like a newscast of anything that's newsworthy there in Poland. And he independently produces it, puts it together, and sends it to Chicago.
Oh, wow.
Because in Chicago, there's the largest Polish community outside of Poland is in Chicago. Yeah. So, you know, we're talking about this collaboration, and, you know, there's nice things that are just kind of happening. Really creating a buzz about it. I mean, I couldn't have asked for more than to be on television here in the States, but coming from Poland.
Right.
Because, you know, everybody is really buzzed about the fact that I want to do something there and actually, you know, create, just take the elements of the things that they do and create some completely different music. You know, through collaboration, you can do that. You know.
Now, there's sounds in other ways and
yes.
That you're not used to hearing.
That's absolutely true, and that's what I've, you know, been able to kind of saturate myself with a bit, especially the last time I got to go to a lot of different performances, and, you know, you just get so you start to hear what it is. Plus, most of the melodies is like any kind of a, you know, tribal thing or indigenous kind of music. Most of it's never been written down. You know, so some of it I have to write down just to see what the shapes of the melodies are.
That is exciting.
Oh, it totally is. I mean, I could not have imagined that I would be in the process of doing a documentary, playing these concerts, doing a recording, and it all came about as a result of just, you know, being willing to come and try something. You know, I just experimented. It was like a roll of the dice in a way. And, you know, all the numbers are coming up good.
You're listening to my man Benny Maupin on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. The show is called Live with the Jazz Cat, and I am Leroy Downs. You know, I've had the pleasure to see and hear you perform in big band situations,
uh-huh.
You know, play with your band, and also educate people on an instrument that has the most wonderful sound yet performed by so few. I mean, as a matter of fact, when I think of the bass clarinet, there are only two names that come to mind, and that's you, Eric Dolphy.
Oh, boy. Well, you know, he's the reason that I'm playing it, because once I heard him play it, and I could, you know, feel that thing that comes from it, you know, just such a powerful vibration that comes from the depth of that wood. It's enough to make you want to go like, oh, wow, yeah, give me that.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
You know, I think that, you know, I've certainly been able to establish something for myself with the bass clarinet, and I'm real pleased about the way things are being received in the music community for the bass clarinet, but, you know, I just feel like in order to do the types of things that I really want to do, I need an instrument that's never really been explored that much, and the bass clarinet is perfect.
Yeah, I would imagine that would be true.
Mm-hmm.
So you're working on a few new things, is that correct?
Oh, yeah, all the time, especially with all these little projects that I have going, you know, and just doing things here in my home studio. I just had just finished priming it and getting some construction done, and now I'm about to paint it. So today is the day when I have to prep it.
Well,
but I enjoy one of my hobbies is actually painting walls. I like painting walls.
Yeah, well, you know what?
I did it one time because I had to make some money.
Yeah.
One of those artistic trying times.
Yeah.
And somebody says, "Hey, I heard that you could paint." I said, "Oh yeah." Somebody had me paint their whole apartment.
Oh, well, that must be peaceful for you. It's color.
It is.
More colors, fabric, and textures, what you already do.
That's exactly what it is. That's exactly what it is. Once I get my space together, you got to come over and visit me.
I would love to do that.
Yeah, I want you to come and visit so you can see where, you know, see where we live. And we've got a nice little place here that's just in evolution.
Yeah, evolution. This is Benny Maupin. You're listening to Leroy Downs. The segment is called Live with the Jazz Cat. It's on KRML Jazz and Blues Radio. Well, can you express a few musical thoughts to me while you're there in your studio? We'd love to hear it.
Well, I have a piano here, and one thing that I love to do is mess with the piano, because everything is, again, this gets back to that visual thing we were talking about, right?
Yeah.
Well, with the piano, you can see everything. You can see the relationships, you know, of intervals and scales and various things. So I spend a lot of time sometimes just improvising on the piano. And so occasionally I find some very nice things.
Okay.
So let's see, maybe I can play something for you.
Oh, that would be lovely. It's Mr. Benny Maupin.
The elements.
Yeah, well, you know, we can tell that your thoughts are so deep, man. The music is deep inside of you, and it sounds so beautiful.
It's what's in the air.
Oh, Benny, thanks so much for...
Hey, man, thank you.
Very lovely.
Yeah.
Benny Maupin, ladies and gentlemen, the show's called Live with the Jazz Cats on KRML, Jazz and Blues Radio.
Thank you, Leroy. What an engaging individual, and certainly a legend that we all need to treasure. Certainly creating a lot here. I'm looking at the CD here, and there's much to tell here. And we're going to play a cut or several cuts from this CD. Do you have any particular one you would like us to play, Benny?
I think I'd like for you to play the one called Message to Prez.
Okay. That's number 7 on here, Message to Prez. I like what you say on Penumbra, the title of the CD, and I will read that on the air if you don't mind.
Well, maybe, I'll tell you what, why don't you play the title tune?
Okay, great.
Because I think that it's intoxicating a little bit.
It certainly is. And well, thank you very much again, Leroy. You bring another incredible guest to the KRML airwaves, Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs. And if you'd like to hear a replay or hear all the other interviews that Leroy the Jazz Cat Downs has provided KRML Jazz and Blues Radio exclusively, go to his website, and that's www.thejazzcat.net. And you'll get all that information as well as some of those great interviews. Let me play the title cut from Benny Maupin's ensemble. It is Penumbra, and I will read to you on here. It's a beautiful CD cover, by the way. I don't know if you did the painting on here.
No, I didn't. That was done by an artist from up in the Bay Area. I think she's from San Rafael.
Okay, and I will read to just this one part. It says, I dedicate this music to the indomitable spirit of my teacher and mentor, Lyle Spud Murphy.
Yes.
And the penumbra, as he calls it, is a partial outer shadow that is lighter than the darker inner shadow, but the part of an image where its shade imperceptibly blends with light. Sorry, I butchered that a little bit, Benny.
It's all right.
Okay, here's Penumbra, and it's a title track from Benny Maupin's ensemble and his CD.